This week on Hands-On Photography, you ever wondered how you get those awesome images off of your DSLR and over to Instagram? Well, I'm going to show you how I do it. Check it out. Hands-On Photography is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit lastpass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by Casper. Save 10% on any mattress order or get $25 off when you spend $100 or more on great gifts for dad. Now through June 23rd, visit casper.com/twit1 and use promo code TWIT1 at checkout. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands-On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope you all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. This here podcast, we like to get together each and every Thursday to share different tips and tricks that are going to help you be a better photographer as well as a better post processor. I love hanging out with you all, and I really do appreciate the support each and every week. If this is your first time finding our podcast, do me a favor and go ahead and hit subscribe right now in your favorite podcatcher of choice. Or you can just head on over to our website and check out all of our different subscription options of we are on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Play, we're on Spotify. Our website is twit.tv/hop. That is twit.tv/HOP for Hands-On Photography. That makes it a little bit easier for you, right? But yeah, go ahead and subscribe and be sure to leave us a review inside of Apple Podcasts if you're an iTunes or Apple Podcasts user. Those reviews and ratings really does help us out. I appreciate you all joining me each and every week, and I really do enjoy sharing the tips and tricks that I've learned over the years that are going to help make you a better photographer and a better post processor. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with this week's show. So we talk a lot about taking better shots and creating great compositions and things of that nature with your camera, whether it be your wonderful smartphone or whether it be your DSLR or what have you. Now, a lot of you have reached out in the past asking about the options of getting those images over to your favorite social media platform, typically Instagram, whether it's Instagram or whether it's Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You're asking me, how do I get my images over there that are nice and neat and clean and so much simpler, you know? Because now, granted, when you're shooting with your smartphone, it's super easy to get your images from your phone to Instagram and other social media platforms. Duh. But it could be a bit of a challenge when it comes to taking the likes of, like, my Canon. This is my Canon Rebel here. And getting those images off of that SD card out to the wonderful World Wide Web. Well, today I'm going to show how I do it, and I'll give you a couple different ideas that you can try on your own. Generally, it'll be pretty much the same thing across the board. All right, so the first thing up is if you're using a DSLR or a mirrorless camera, check to see if your camera offers some sort of Wi-Fi functionality. A lot of the cameras nowadays do offer that. This particular camera that I have here, this is one of my old Rebel cameras. I still love this thing. It's super tiny, but I still love shooting with this thing. It does not offer Wi-Fi. So what did I do when I wanted to try to get images from my camera to my phone so I could upload them over to social media? I used a Wi-Fi SD card. Now I'm going to show you a couple here on my screen that you can find on Amazon. You have this DigiGear Slim, and you have this Easy Share, and there's another brand called iFi, I believe, that was out there. Yeah, there's another Easy Share. And you can see that these things are not terribly expensive. This one is going for $29.99 on Amazon, and here's another one that's going for $23.99. Now, take a closer look and you take a look at the actual ratings on these. You notice you're not seeing a lot of 5-star ratings on these cards. There's a reason for that. Okay, so granted, these things are cheaper and you don't get a ton of storage. You might get 16 gigs or 32 gigs at best in that price range. But they're not the best options, but they are doable. In my experience, when I use these Wi-Fi SD cards, it was sort of hit or miss. These things came with a software package that you had to install, whether it's on iOS or Android, that was a little bit janky on the user interface, but you could sort of, you know, muck your way through it, if you will. The big problem was the actual performance itself, far as being connected from your mobile phone to your SD card's wireless hotspot, if you will. It created an ad hoc wireless network, meaning you can connect to it. You couldn't necessarily connect to the internet or the cloud with that card, but you could have a peer-to-peer connection between that card and your mobile device. One would think that would be just super simple and super fast. Most of the time, in my experience, it was a little bit janky. The connection would go up and down. Sometimes the connection would stay strong, but the transfer rate was really, really slow. It was a bit annoying at times. So my suggestion, if your camera offers a wireless connection to it, I know this camera back behind me, the 6D, does. It has a Wi-Fi connection and it allows me to connect to the Canon mobile app and pull images off my camera directly to my phone that way. Sony has different offerings, and I believe Nikon does as well. But just check with your local, check with your camera manufacturer via your user guide, or just check online resources and see if that is an option that will work for you. But that is one way to get your images from your camera to your mobile device, so you can then get them uploaded to social media. There is another way that I like to use, and it's again utilizing cloud storage. But before we get into that, I want to take 1 second to thank the wonderful folks at Casper for sponsoring this week's show. This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by Casper. Help Dad upgrade to the comfort of Casper with their Father's Day sale. Casper has free shipping and no contact delivery. The original mattress provides support and cooling and is cleverly designed for human curves. Casper has done wonders for my sleep. Save 10% on any mattress order or get $25 off when you spend $100 or more on great gifts for Dad now through June 23rd at casper.com/twit1 and use code twit1 at checkout. That's casper.com/twit1, code twit1. Offer excludes bundles, the Element mattress, and sale items. Limit one offer per customer and order. See casper.com/term for additional terms and conditions. All right, so now let's go ahead and take a look at what I do. And this is something that you could do as well with your own workflow. And it's going to involve you sitting down at the computer. Now, personally, when I take photographs out on a street photography walk or just out and about, if you will, I particularly don't snap my shots and then immediately share them. I like to snap my shots, and if I want to do some post-processing on my phone, I'll transfer it from my camera to my phone using the Canon app. But that's not on a usual basis. That's pretty rare. Only time you'll see me do that is if I'm out shooting an event, say something like CES or Adobe Max, where I need to get the images out quickly. But most of the time, no, that's not the case for me. I can wait till I get home, do my post-processing, and then share it out to social media. My particular workflow is I utilize Lightroom, because Lightroom has the capability of setting up presets for how I export images out. When I do my post-processing and I'm ready to just say, all right, let me export this image because it's been processed, it looks good, it's ready for print, so what have you, I can just hit file, export, and boom, it's done. And it saves it to my hard drive wherever I tell it to save it. In addition to that, I have a couple of different presets in place for, I may want to export an image that's going to go up for stock photography or what have you. So that means I don't want a watermark. I don't want my signature showing anywhere on that file. So I have a preset that says, okay, export it out, but don't put a watermark on it. Okay. I also have a preset for sending it over to Instagram. And what that entails is I tell it to point to a particular folder on my computer that is mirrored through Google Drive. In my instance, a lot of people can do this with OneDrive or Dropbox or whatever cloud service that you have, but I use Google Drive, and I'll export it out and tell it, okay, go to that folder, but also make sure that my dimensions are set just properly, whether it's, I believe it can only be 1080 wide, I think. No, it's 1920 wide. It can only be 1920 wide on the pixel side. So I already tell it when I export it out, regardless of how big my image is, shrink it down to 1920 wide, or the long edge, if you will. And then it'll pop over to the Google Cloud. And then I can just pick up my phone and download it from the Google Drive app and then share it out to social media, however I see fit. And it's going to be a nice quality file because it's going to fit within the parameters of social media. It's not going to get all of that extra compression and things like that that will break down the image. We talked about that on the previous episode, episode 33, where we talked about RAW and JPEGs, where you can see degradation in your file because of the compression. Well, since I created it to be within the range of Instagram's liking, it's not going to get a lot of compression, so you're going to get a much better view of the image. All right, so now let me just show you those screens that we talked about here inside of Lightroom. All right, so we flip over to my computer here, and this is an image that I shot as part of my Ant Pruitt self-portrait challenge that I've been doing over the last couple of weeks. And this has already been post-processed. I actually just pulled in the exported file because if you notice, it has my watermark there on the bottom. But it doesn't matter. I just want to show you the actual steps of going through the export. And you can do this for most photo editors out there. It's not necessarily limited to Lightroom, but let me show you. So I go to File in the upper left corner, and then I go to Export, and the dialog box is going to give me a ton of different options. It says export location. I can tell it to specify a particular folder, choose, so on and so forth. And as I scroll down, I can even change the name and format, change the file setting format, and so on. But if you look over here on the left side, you'll see where it says user presets. All right, so right there I have this Insta preset, and as I highlight that, you'll notice that it says resize for the long edge to be only 1080 pixels wide. Okay, well, maybe I said that wrong earlier. Yeah, 1080 wide. I can never remember. I get it all confused sometimes. It's 1080 pixels wide, which is perfectly big enough for Instagram and most social media. But I also tell it not to enlarge, because if you enlarge, a lot of times you're going to be stretching out your image and really degrading your image when you go to put it up on social media. There's also a quality slider here. A lot of people will think maybe I should put that at 100% quality. No, do not put it at 100%. I found the sweet spot to be anywhere between about 70% and 85%. Once you go over that, the social media platforms are going to start to compress it down because they're thinking your file is way too big, it's way too much data. So it's going to compress it down and start stripping out data and degrading your image. We don't want that. So stick with somewhere between 70 and 80%. I got mine set to 72%, as you can see on my screen, and that works perfectly fine for me. All right, so then if I want to have my watermark, I tell it to put the watermark on it, which I usually do for social media, but I don't really care about it that much, quite honestly. But that is there as a current preset for me. All right, so let's say I'm going to go ahead and export this image now. So we'll say export, and Lightroom is going to think about it. And if you look down here in the bottom right corner of my screen in the tray, you'll see the little Google Drive icon was thinking and doing a little bit of synchronizing, and it's putting it up on Google Drive. I'm not going to open up my personal Google Drive account here on the podcast. You just have to take my word for it. It is there. It is synchronized. And if I wanted to pull up my phone, I could show it to you. But you get the drift. You can do this with Google Drive. You can do this with Dropbox or any cloud service out there. That's my workflow. It works for me pretty well. I don't necessarily have to think about it. It just works, especially since I have a preset inside of Lightroom that says export it this way and this way only if I'm wanting to share to social media. Try it out in your favorite photo editor, whether it's Luminar or Skylum or Capture One. There's a lot of different preset export preset options available out there. Just play around and see what works best for you. I promise you, I can talk. I promise. Okay. All right, folks, so that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hands-On Photography. I hope this has been a helpful tip for you all. If you have any questions, you can always shoot an email over to hop@twit.tv. I really do appreciate the messages you all send, all of the love and support and encouragement. It does mean a lot. Thank you all so much for that. And also, be sure to give the network a follow over on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow, Twit on Twitter, and on Instagram is twit.tv. I believe it's just twit.tv, but you can find us on all of those platforms. And if you have any images that you'd like for me to critique, again, you can shoot an email over and I'll be more than happy to critique it and share any type of tips and ideas that may help enhance your image. And if you'd like to have something featured on the show, I'm not going to feature it on the show unless I have your written consent. So you have to be sure to mention that in the email. All right. Okay, folks, join us each and every Thursday here on the network. I really do appreciate all the support. Go back and check out all of the previous episodes. In particular, you can check out episode 7, where I talked about social media cropping and all of the different social media platforms and their regulations to see what their resolutions are for cropping out the image to fit perfectly on their platforms. You may find that helpful, especially after what we talked about today. All right. I will catch you all next week here on Hands-On Photography. Get out there and safely create and dominate. And also, be well and do well. Take care.
Hey, folks, I'm Micah Sargent, host of Hands-On iOS right here on the Twit Network. If you've got iOS devices or watchOS devices or tvOS device, any kind of Apple mobile device, you are going to want to check out Hands-On iOS. It is the best way to make the most of those devices. I walk through tips, tricks, and everything in between, plus answer your questions. So be sure to check it out. It's twit.tv/HOI.